Hello, everybody. This is Forny2591, also known as Forny or Fornication here on Reddit. I do both submissive and dominant audios for all genders. I've only done male and female, though. And I'm here to do my Ask Me Anything for you. So without further ado, let's get started. So I'm starting with some questions that I got in my DMs from someone who would like to remain anonymous. So the first question, and these questions hit a little hard, but I think they're still a lot of fun, so we're just gonna go with it. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you like? Do you dislike the most? Sorry. Okay. So, I am American, and I'm considered white or Caucasian. But of course my own personal ethnic history, I personally feel like is a little bit more complicated than that. I'm not too much of a fan of the word white. Like, I just don't think that's very fair. What do I dislike about, what stereotype about my country do I dislike the most? I suppose, I have a few friends who are not American, particularly my UK friends, because of the type of news that they get from over there, and also just their view on the world and what they expect a country to be and all these things is very different from what I see, from what my experience is. So, when they get American news, I feel like there's a big stereotype that this is just like a trigger happy war zone. And I don't think that's fair, because even though there is a good percentage of news being made about shootings, I feel like a lot of the times they happen so far apart. America is a very large country. We are the size of several European countries just all mushed together, and we're expected to, you know, live the same way. So, you know, things are going to happen, but it doesn't mean that, you know, this is the Wild West and we're just out here shooting people for whatever reason all day, every day. So, sorry, that was a long rant about that. Question two. What is the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? Okay. Dumbest and funniest is like, those are like two different things. So, dumbest. I'm not the type who does casual sex for a number of reasons. And the reasons that I've come up with are because I've already broken those rules. You know, I went through those experiences. That's why I have the rules that I have. So I have had a one-night stand, and it was pretty bad. Yeah. I was 18. He was 18 too. And he just... I feel like our maturities, despite our similar age, were very different. I was like working and just kind of like doing my own thing, taking care of myself, while he was living he's living at home, which, like, no shame on that part. But, like, there were, like, no sheets on the bed. The room was a mess. It smelled like just the worst mixture of, like, a can of Axe, and which is, like, gross, cheap spray body deodorant for anyone who doesn't know. So, Axe body spray and, like, a gross gym sock that you can imagine. And at one point, we got walked in on by his brother, I guess. And it was really weird because, like, so I'm laying on his bed and he's on top of me. He's not moving. And I'm just like, what's happening here exactly? And then all of a sudden, I see a light coming from the hallway and, like, the door opens. And I'm like, am I the only one here? Am I the only one seeing this? What's happening here? And, you know, then you, like, hear his brother say, like, oh, shit, and, like, close the door. And finally he, like, springs back to life and he's like, oh, whoops, sorry. And, then it turns out, like, they had let the dog in, so the dog is licking my foot while this dude is on top of me, and I'm like, yeah, this is bad. This also turned into that situation where later on, he was texting me, and he's like, I'm just so in love with you, I'm, like, gonna get a job, and we're gonna get married, and you're gonna have my babies and stuff. I'm like, nah, we're good, I don't need that. Okay. Sorry, drink break. My funniest sexual encounter. Oh, right. Yeah. So, my first boyfriend, my first very serious boyfriend that I ended up living with when I was entirely too young. We were like 15. Or I was 15, he was 18, we were sleeping together. Yeah, I know, it's problematic, it's a whole thing, whatever. And I don't know what his problem was one night, but he was just like, we were trying to do it, and I'm on my back, and he's trying to enter me. And he keeps getting, like, where my pelvis meets my leg. Like, I'm just like, no, that's my leg. And then he'd try again. I'm like, no, that's still my leg. And then, you know, he'd try again. No, that's my other leg now. And I just, oh God, I was laughing so hard. It was bad. So question 3. What physical aspect of the male body that turns you on the most? And also there is female as well. Physical aspect of the male body that I like the most. I would say hands. I have a real, like, hand kink. Particularly when I'm submissive to a man, then I feel like the hands, they just represent, like, hard work and discipline, and sometimes the pain that I get from them, but then also, like, the soft pleasuring and soothing and stuff like that really turns me on. Female body, I would say I'm really into hair, and I'm also a tits lady, so. What time during the day are you the horniest? Oh boy. It seems to be, like, in the evening, but I'm not sure if that really has anything to do with the evening time, or if that has more to do with about the time that the Smut Club Discord decides to have a porn war, and we have a lot of fun with those. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? You know, that really depends on the person. But with my ideal partner, I would say maybe once or twice a day. Maybe with a day or two of rest. Six. Favorite sex position and why? You know, I really am somewhat of a pillow princess, I'll be honest. I do enjoy being on my back. What I do with my legs is pretty variable. I do find that when you move your legs into different positions, then that does really great things. I really like the intimacy that comes from being on your back. You know, you can just like kiss and touch all over each other. And then depending on where your legs are, then you can get some really nice sensations. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I've been asked this question a few times for this AMA, and gosh, I am too much of a slut to pick, because damn, there's a lot of fictional characters out there that I really would love to fuck. Let me think on that for a second while I take another sip of water. Gracious. Fictional character. So many good ones out there, and my taste in fictional characters is really weird. You know what, though? At the end of the day, I would say if it all comes down to sex, I'm picking Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And for one thing, he's like one of my first loves, let's be real. I always say I don't have a thing for blondes, and then some fictional blonde pops up and I just go completely gaga for them. That's a lot of fun. For any Buffy nerds out there, I'm sure you guys remember at one point Buffy has to get like a real ass job, and she ends up working fast food, and of course, like a lot of people, she's absolutely miserable while she's doing it, and everyone feels bad that this woman who has saved the world 1.5 million times is having to do this. And at that point, Spike comes and sees her, and after work, like, breaks out the handcuffs and just dicks her down in the graveyard. And I just love him so much for that. What are your dick size preferences? Honestly, I've never had big. Like, ever. I don't consider myself a size queen at all. Even the toys that I play with are not super big. I use only glass wands, and I want to say they're only like 6 inches, and I'm not even sure at the girth on them, but they're not very big at all. Maybe like, almost like maybe a 2 inch circumference. I'm probably super off on that, but they're not very big. Worst date and best date you've ever been on. Honestly, I don't date very much. I've never been dated much. Just yeah, it just doesn't happen much for me. Worst date, I want to say, so that first boyfriend that I was living with when I was 15, there was a, an amusement park near my house. And we would go there. We had been there a few times. And this one time we went, we decided to go on this log ride. Now, we were the only two people in the log vehicle. So I scooted all the way to the back where I would have back support, because you just straddle the little thing inside and you hold on. That's it. And they told me, no, don't do that. You need to scoot all the way forward. So I did. And once it came to the drop, because I don't have any back support and just, you know, gravity, then I fell backwards and I ended up hitting my head on the back of the log flume. So that was pretty bad. And I just was... there was also, at a point, I was having trouble getting on this one ride because the seats were suspended by an arm. It's one of those things that, like, spins in the air. And despite being so tall, I have to, like, jump onto the seat, and I couldn't scoot all the way back because the minute I tried to scoot back, then the whole entire seat would move. And I just, there were times when I could get the stuff to latch and other times where I just couldn't. So that was really dumb. The best date I've ever been on. Gosh, I'm not even sure. I really can't remember one. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I'll be honest with you guys, I don't really do anything on Reddit, like, at all. I post audio porn and I sing, and that's about it. If I'm active anywhere else, it's gonna be things like FetLife. I'm somewhat active on, like, on their forums. I enjoy helping people out and getting help and stuff. YouTube, same kind of thing. Okay. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating / relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Okay. So, I know that both sexes do these types of things. I do feel like, at least from my experience, women try to be a little bit more aware of how they get to be comfortable. But in my experience, men... I feel like men, they don't really put her first. Whereas I feel like as women, we are taught to put our partner first, even if they don't ask for it. So, you know, there's all those memes about, you know, what a girl really means when she says that she's fine. The reason why we say that we're fine when we're not is because we don't want to inconvenience you with our feelings in the moment. And I know that's a mistake, but that's just how it is. We don't want to inconvenience you with our feelings. So, you know, this whole thing of like, ah, well, you know, the girl, she doesn't really care if blah, 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 blah. Do it anyways. Because you love her, because you care about her, and you want to show her that. Yeah. And also for sex, don't get too comfortable and quit doing foreplay. I find that that's the most common thing. The first time you have sex with a man, if he's decent at all, then he'll spend a lot of time kissing you and touching you and just exploring your body and making you feel amazing. And then a lot of the times it just stops. And, you know, what used to be like, feels like half an hour of foreplay and messing around, all of a sudden is like 5 minutes of foreplay. Yeah. Let me see. Number 12. How did you stumble upon GWA? Well, my journey with audio porn actually started on Pornhub. I found an artist that I really liked. I was going through a hard time at the time, aren't we all? And I started supporting him, and he had talked about how he started on Reddit, and he just decided to also host on Pornhub. So came here, and you know, I was trying to like give him likes on his posts and stuff. And then later, one of my dear audio porn friends started sending me other people to listen to on Reddit, so that was fun. Okay, number 13. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I mean, there's plenty of fetishes that I'm really not into. I really would say scat is the biggest one. I have done commissions and custom audios and things, and I've done kinks that I'm not into. But, and sometimes they've been things that like most people won't do. But, you know, I get around it because I understand what it's like to have kinks that are not popular that really don't get posted on Reddit. But I really think that like scat and bodily functions are just it's not something I'm into. Same thing with like vomiting. Not down with that. Okay, number 14. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick / character? Well, that's fun. I mean, realistically, what would be the easiest thing for me to do would just be the Amazon goth woman, because that's basically what I've already got going for me. I'm 5'10" and I very much appreciate the aesthetic. I listen to the music, all that kind of jazz. What would my stripper name be though? Honestly, so this is weird. I remember as a kid watching the Addams Family movie. And, like, there's that scene where Fester, like, gets his own little girlfriend after Debbie, and her name is Dementia, and I think that is the most gorgeous name I've ever heard. So, yeah, just call me Dementia. Okay, 15. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I just know so many different types of women that, you know, the whole I'm not like other girls thing is pretty damn worn out by now. Oh, gracious. I guess if anything, I don't, if we're going to talk about like stereotypical women things, I don't really understand the choice in literature and media in general. There are some things that your stereotypical woman enjoys that I enjoy, but on like a different level. You know, like your stereotypical woman who's like in her early to mid 20s is like, they actually legitimately enjoyed Twilight and thought it was hot and well written and sexy and all of those sorts of things, and I just didn't. Same thing with like Lifetime movies, like how many women watch Lifetime movies and they take that shit seriously, and I just don't. Okay. So, 16. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Oh boy. So I would say, yeah. It's in my nature to be submissive. I mean, really. I'm a switch at heart, but I feel like I'm really at home in submission, and it's always been there. I look back on my childhood and I'm like, oh, yep, there it is. But I wish I wasn't quite so submissive. I wish it was easier for me to express myself when I'm expressing things that will displease somebody. Yeah, and I also wish I didn't go out of my way to please those who really haven't earned it, and to teach my younger self who actually deserves to be pleased, because it's not who you think it is. 17. What was the last movie you saw? The last movie I watched was Hellraiser. I hadn't seen it in a while, and someone that I'm close with wanted to watch it, so, you know. Have I ever cried during a movie? Oh, bitch. Yeah, the first one I ever cried in was Passion of the Christ, because, for fuck's sake, you can't just beat a man that bad and not expect even, like, you know, fucking hard as nails little, what was I, 11 or 12 or whatever. 11 or 12 year old me ain't afraid of nothing to not cry. So that was the first one. And then after that, I cried during The Notebook, because again, that was emotional torture. And now, if you've ever been pregnant, I feel like your brain changes a lot. So now I'm just a sobby ass bitch who will just cry during anything. I've cried during Brother Bear. I've cried during Dumbo. Yeah. I just cry a lot. Oh god. Inside Out. Shit, that really messed me up. Okay. If all the sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? So I have a decent collection of like actual like dildos and vibrators, but I really only use like one or two of the dildos and only like one or two of the vibrators, just because they just really don't work on me. So, you know, my poor Hitachi wand would just be like the grouchy old man who's just like had it and is like ready to go out any day because that thing is my ride or die. I've had it for over 10 years and it's never failed me. And my glass wands would probably be like these like really cute ditzy girl types, and everyone else is just like in a drawer. Meanwhile, I also have a decent variety of like floggers and canes and bondage equipment and stuff, and they're all probably really upset that they're not getting used, but it is what it is. Let's see. Okay, number 20. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Well, you know, I feel like since the whole audio porn thing, I just say that word a lot more. So, I have no idea. Yeah. Let's see. What... 21. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? I had a lot of them. I would say probably Rugrats, and it hasn't changed. I still love Rugrats. I don't watch it nearly as much as I do, but I do watch the Mother's Day episode every Mother's Day, and I cry to it because it's gorgeous and sad and everything else. 22. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? Religion matters very little. What really matters is respect. I will say, I do think that dating a complete atheist would be really weird for me. Particularly just the atheists that I've met are just like, well, there's absolutely nothing. I believe in nothing, blah, blah, blah. Whereas even though my views have really shifted, I still am appreciative of the forces of the universe, you know, creation and death and just all the things like that. So even if I don't think there's a literal man in the sky, you know, I'm still very appreciative of the forces and the seasons and things like that. So I give my thanks to those things. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? So, I mean, you'd have to be really far one way or the other, and I'm really not, I mean, you have to be really left or really right to really have an opposite. I have my own views. I'm registered Republican for various reasons. It's a better idea politically to in this country to register as either Democrat or Republican. It tends to give you a better chance. And just with the way that I have felt in the past, then I decided to register Republican. I don't consider myself Republican, though. So, would I be okay with dating a Democrat? Yeah. Like I said, respect is the most important thing. I have engaged with those who they would like ridicule me for being registered Republican, and they were just so like gung-ho about everything. It was really off-putting. Meanwhile, I don't believe that your stereotypical Republican would want someone like me at all. I mean, you know, I look funny. I believe in funny things. I indulge in funny media. I don't go to church. Like, you're not gonna want me. It's fine. Okay, so 24 is using coupons on a first date sexy. It's not unsexy. I mean, like, if you got a coupon in the mail, you know, like Olive Garden or something is like, here, have like a free, I don't know, entree or appetizer or something. Like, yeah, use it. That's fine. We're not exactly in the roaring 20s, you know. This is quite the opposite of the roaring 20s. I don't know what this is. I guess we'll figure it out, huh? 25. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics / questions should be avoided, save for later, and keep the dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? I mean, in my realm, then there are some things that need to be discussed first. And they can be serious. So, you know, I'm completely healthy, but if, for instance, you have an illness, I feel like that should be discussed as early as possible. But, you know, as someone who is healthy, then I can't really speak to that experience. That's just my opinion on it. The serious things that I would have to talk about would be the fact that I do have children, and that is something that I would bring up as early as possible. There's no point in hiding it. They don't need to meet my kids for quite a while. I don't just bring random people around my kids like that. Now, things like things having to do with, you know, let's say life insurance. That's a pretty serious topic. I'd save that, you know? I feel like that would be a little bit off-putting to ask someone on a first, second, or third date, like, oh, how much is your life insurance policy? yeah. Okay. So, that was all those questions. Let's go on to the ones from my subreddit. Okay. So, these questions were asked by Heelboy67. The first question is, that lovely chokeable neck in your profile picture, is it yours? Why, yes. Yes, it is. I donned a little black lipstick, put on one of my favorite collars, and decided to take a photo. It says, if so, how often are you in black and white? Well, if we're talking about photographed, I would say not often. I really haven't photographed myself very much at all lately. If we're talking about how much I wear black and white, I would say I wear black very often. White, I am in the market for a nice white bohemian dress. I think that would be nice, so Yeah, I do enjoy a good white dress every once in a while. 3. What's your favorite live concert you have attended? I haven't really been to many concerts. A few years ago, I guess it's almost 10 years at this point, maybe around 8 or so. I went to the Rockstar Mayhem Festival, and that was a lot of fun. That was my first Psycho Stick concert, and they're like one of my favorite metal bands. So that was fun. Let's see, Straight Line Stitch was also there. They were really good. Megadeth was also there. I'm not a Megadeth fan, but now I can just say that, yeah, I saw Megadeth. And then there was also Godsmack and Disturbed. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Scratch all that I've been saying, because Jesus H. Christ, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival was so hot, I thought I was gonna die. I have one that's even better. I got to see Korn and Rob Zombie live in one of the local-ish university auditoriums for relatively cheap, and that was an excellent show. Okay. Do you currently have a singer slash band crush? That's a really good question. Actually, yeah, I know exactly who it is. Now, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce them, but they do a lot of work on Five Nights at Freddy's, their soundtrack. I want to say their band name is pronounced De Games, and I just find the mixture of his voice and their lyrics incredibly sexy. And also this guy might pop up a few times. If any of you guys are Repo the Genetic Opera fans, then you may be aware of Terrence Zdunich, the man who plays Grave Robber, has his own musical project, I suppose you can say, known as American Murder Song. It is him and Sarah Hendelman, and they sing together sort of folksy songs about murder. So I most definitely have little crushes on those guys. I've met them a few times, and they're both very lovely. If you could choose your reincarnation, what or who would you be? I'm really not sure. I mean, that's a tough one. Every life has its ups and downs, I suppose. I don't know. I kind of feel like I would just like to be a person again. But, you know, I do have trouble. I don't believe that I would go back in time, which is unfortunate. So if I think about the future, having to come back in the future, that's pretty fucking terrifying. So, yeah, hard to say. Have I ever had sex in public or come? No, I really don't approve of stuff like that. Consent is a really big deal to me, and I feel like when you decide to have sex or masturbate in public, it's I mean, it's just, you know, kind of icky, like. And I mean, I'm not here to like yuck anyone's yums, but I do feel like it is questionable from a consent perspective, because you are subjecting everyone around you to the play that you're engaging in, and none of them consented to it. So, yeah. Have I worn heels for sexy times? Oh, yes. An ex of mine, actually, an ex-play partner, specifically requested that I wear heels for him. That was a lot of fun. Okay. On to the next set of questions. So our first set comes from Snakey Smut, one of my dearest audio porn friends. What is my favorite tag to listen to? It's a really good question. I have a lot of them. I'm a very kinky person, as some of you may know. You know, I enjoy incest and rape, and I did enjoy the age and snuff until it got taken off of GWA, but such is life. I would say degradation is my favorite. Continuing on, favorite tag to record. I mean, I've done really varied stuff, I feel like. But I would say probably incest. And not to be not to be weird about this, but like, incest is my most popular. And so I really enjoy incest just by itself. But it just makes me happy to know that I'm doing things that other people also enjoy simultaneously while I enjoy them. And I feel like it, I don't know, it just kind of goes with my brand. I don't really know. Just, you know, people have certain vibes about them. And I just find that it's relatively easy for me to play sort of the mommy dom role or something like that. Kink movie that I have a special attachment to. I have many because I am a cinemaphile. And some of them aren't even specifically kink movies, but they're kink movies because I say that they're kink movies. I have an attachment. I certainly have an attachment to Exit to Eden, which is a very little known kink movie that it stars Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell, and they go on to an island paradise for kinksters. And the reason why I like it so much, A, it's funny. B, it is based on a book by Anne Rice, and I do adore Anne Rice. But one of the biggest things I feel like men in kink, male characters portrayed in kink media, is something that not many can get right. And it doesn't matter if they're submissive, and it doesn't matter if they're dominant. They're not people, unfortunately. They're sort of objects. And I say objects, but they're either like, they're always just like shells of a man. You know, you have your sort of Christian Grey type who, he's like cold and domineering, and to a great extent he fulfills the fantasy, but he lacks everything else that really fleshes him out as a character. The other stereotype is this very pathetic, whimpering, sniveling, they're usually portrayed as being incredibly unattractive, submissive men, you know, who are just blowing all their money on this femdom, and it seems like they just couldn't get a real woman in real life, and I feel like that's so unfair for men that they get portrayed that way. Of course, there are negative stereotypes about women in kink movies too, but that's for another story. But in this movie, you have Elliot, who is the submissive male, and he's great. I mean, he is attractive, which is nice. It's not necessary, but it's nice. He has hobbies outside of kink. And he's sassy. He really wants his dom to like him, and he peacocks a little bit and maybe even teases and antagonizes her just a little bit. And I think that's really charming and endearing and much more realistic to the experience of other submissives out there than, you know, just the man who throws all of his credit cards at you just to sniff your feet or something. Snakey is delightful. What is it like to be a dark gothic queen among mortals? It's wonderful. All-time favorite food really depends on my mood, but I'm a sucker for a good mac and cheese. Oh god. I really am a little, if you guys didn't know. So I do have a little space and stuff like that. So I enjoy a good mac and cheese. Currently doing low carb, so no mac and cheese for me, but oh well. What was the first erotic audio you pushed into those lovely ear holes? Oh boy, that's a question, isn't it? First erotic audio. Well, okay, so before I found legit proper audio porn, I did listen to a bit of sort of mildly erotic hypnosis audios on YouTube, so it was like, you know, master brainwashes you to be a doll or something, and it's pretty PG-13. So there's that. But when I officially found audio porn, I was on Pornhub, and that was when I found a creator by the name of Feel Good Filth, and I want to say, of course, like, I don't listen to him anymore. He's not quite my style. It might have been called, like, Own It or something. Lap Time with Daddy. I don't know. It was something like that. Okay. And here we go again. Ultimate fictional character fuck. the question is, do I decide to be a brat and take this as a second question? Like, can I have a runner-up? Or do I just give the same question? Well, if we want to have a runner-up, then... it's a very good question. Oh, dear. So we've already done Spike. Who else would I get in bed with? I would say you know what, fuck it, I'll say Rhett Butler. Oh right, going back to the whole kink movie thing, I take Gone with the Wind, specifically the character of Rhett Butler, as a daddy dom type. There are the scenes where he's comforting his daughter Bonnie, and mind you, I don't believe he was ever inappropriate with Bonnie, but after she dies, spoiler alert, him and Scarlett are going at it, and he tells her, "I treated Bonnie the way I wanted to treat you." And along with some of the other things that happened, then I'm like, oh, right, daddy dom, get it. So, yeah. So we are going on to Benson Smith's questions. The first one is John Cena or the Invisible Man. Who would eat a pie-eating contest and why? Well, I think this is pretty easy. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have ever been in a relationship with athletes, particularly fighters, but you do need quite a few calories to keep up, you know, to keep up your strength and so and stuff. So definitely John Cena. What was the last thing you complimented someone on? That would be my other, one of my other dear audio porn friends, who goes by the name of Little Mistress Boots, because she has an absolute divine singing voice. If you haven't checked her out, I really recommend it. Okay, number three. Whatever is to the immediate left of you is the only thing you can use as a weapon during a zombie apocalypse. What is it? My phone. Number four. What supposedly non-pornographic / non-erotic piece of media that gets your engine revving? I have a lot of those. Yeah, so I have a lot of movies and things that really do it for me. Going back to kink movies, here's one you should check out. It's called Gigi. It is a musical from the 1950s starring Leslie Caron, as well as Ava Gabor. I always forget she's in it until she pops up. As well as Maurice Chevalier. He's a lesser known person, but basically she is a young-ish sort of Lolita-ish type. She is being tutored in such a way to where she could essentially be a courtesan or escort for rich men. So, you know, the whole thing of learning to eat, learning to dress, learning to walk, that sort of thing. And she's been friends with this man named Gaston. And in the beginning of the film, he sees her as the sort of child. You know, he brings her candy, they play cards together, she cheats, and they have a more wonderful time than he ever has at any of his luxurious parties or anything like that. And then he ends up falling in love with her. And you get this sense that he has sort of a... It's hard to explain. There's a certain point where she's not wearing her school uniform anymore that he degrades her and tells her her dress is ugly. And you get this sense that he doesn't want her to become like all the other women that he's been with who play a part. You know, she does things she's not supposed to, like she cheats at cards, and he finds that delightful, and he doesn't want her to become boring like everyone else. But then he sort of comes to accept it, but, you know, even though she knows how to pour tea and pick out coffee, or, sorry, pick out cigars for him, she's still the same person. So you kind of get this sense of it's all very well to be trained in the ways of rubbing elbows with the elite and pleasing your man and things, but you still need to be who you are. You know, the sort of off-kilter things are what really does it for him. So I appreciate that. Okay, next question. You snap your fingers and a favorite flavor of ice cream disappears. It doesn't have to be your favorite, but a general populace favorite. What disappears? Okay, so that's such a strange question. For one thing, I'm not a huge ice cream person, so really for me, ice cream more or less can kick rocks. So if I wanted to be a real bitch about it and get rid of what I think is most people's favorite, then I would probably have Rocky Road disappear. But if I were to have mine disappear, then I would say cookie dough. Yeah, I guess cookie dough would disappear, but it's more for the cookie dough and not the ice cream. Next question. What have you realized about yourself during COVID that you didn't realize about yourself before? Really that my life as it is right now is... And I don't even... Yeah, no, I guess I knew that before. I was going to say that maybe I have sort of a boringish life nowadays because COVID really has not changed it very much. I mean, I suppose to a certain extent, something that has been taken as a flaw, which is my whole thing of being a loner and not going out much has always been seen as a flaw, but now here we are in quarantine, a very extended quarantine, I might add. And I'm doing just fine with the quarantine, honestly. There are plenty of other things in my life that bother me, but not the quarantine. Okay. What supposedly non-erotic act can someone do that can turn you on? Huh. If a man takes off his belt, I'm just going to sit and watch and imagine all of the other things that can be done with said belt. yes. Particularly male personal effects I find incredibly sexy. Canes, belts, it's funny, I find smoking as a habit to be very unhealthy and more or less unattractive, because if you and I are watching a movie together, you know, on a sort of a date, and you need to pause 3 or 4 times to go smoke, I find that unattractive. However, if a man descends into his comfy chair with a cigar or a cigarette or a joint and a drink and proceeds to enjoy them both and perhaps blow a bit of smoke in my face while I kneel on the floor in front of him, then that's a very good night for me indeed. And last question from Benson Smith. If you could only write scripts or fill scripts for the rest of your time with GWA, what would you choose and why? Gosh. I mean, they both have their ups and their downs. I suppose I would fill scripts. I have certainly had people tell me that they appreciate my writing and things. However, I have gotten more feedback from me filling scripts, both sort of, you know, erotic, you made me come so hard feedback, as well as this really helped me emotionally today. Feel better and okay and loved and adored, and that's really why I enjoy audio porn so much. I can I can't watch anything because unfortunately censorship is a thing, so you know, like I can watch sexual acts being performed, but there's always this thing of envy of, why can't I be treated like that? Why can't I have things like that happen to me? And also, I find that visual porn so often is very cold. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, it's porn. It's all about the sex, right? So with audio porn, what you get intimacy, as well as your ultimate fantasy being acted out, even if it couldn't possibly be acted out visually unless you were doing a cartoon of it. So yeah, that's that's what I think. And we're going on to Dante Creates. And his first question is, if you saw someone who needed cheering up, what song would you sing? I suppose the obvious one would be Can't Smile Without You. I mean, you know, it's cute and stuff. Next question. If you must pick a really weird kink tag that you have never performed on audio before. You must pick a really weird kink tag that you have never performed on audio before. But before you do this, you must perform this kink in real life with anyone you trust. What kink tag do you choose? Well, that's easy, my dears. You see, you might not know this, but I'm a real slut for electroplay, and I don't believe electroplay has come up in any of my audios. So, yeah, if I had a willing local partner that I trusted, they could absolutely zap the shit out of me, and then I would go perform it. Question 3. You can have mad sex with your celebrity crush, but for the next 12 months, you will be hounded every day by paparazzi. Lies will be told about you, and you will only have sex once. Will you still fuck your crush? Absolutely not. Here's the thing. So I don't know any of my celebrity crushes personally. What with them being more mainstream people, they don't really get into their sex lives all that much. I find this to be a very common occurrence. You know, like if you, with me, you know, I personally have a thing for people like John Hamm. John Hamm, the poor man, having so much publicity about his incredibly large Johnson, he's not really gone into detail about his sexual kinks, and he might be completely off base with what I'm into, and the sex might not be any good. So, I'll just keep him to my fantasies and replay the alternate ending to Sucker Punch a million times. Thank you very much. Next question. Let's say you can run a marathon. It's a great fantasy indeed. The prize for winning this marathon will be the power to point at anyone and have them immediately fall in love with you. But you have to run the marathon naked. Do you still run the marathon? Yes, absolutely. I mean, really, I consider myself a bit of a nudist. If I don't need to wear clothing, then I'm not going to wear clothing unless I feel the desire to. I do wish that clothing was more of an adornment than a uniform. I hate when I have to wear clothing. Next question. You will be paid $1 million immediately if you agree that every night for 1 year, you will experience the most real and terrifying nightmares that will disrupt your sleep. Do you take the money? Nah, I'm good. Yeah. Particularly, so the nightmares that I have had as of recently, you know, when you're a kid, you get things like a monster is chasing you and you can't quite run fast enough, that type of thing. But with where I am in my life these days, I have had dreams of being abused by someone. I don't believe this actually happened, but, you know, I had dreams of, like, child abuse, and I've had dreams of, like, people I really love dying and having to witness the whole thing. So I'm good on that. And now we move on to Captain Jericho. How have you been? I mean, had my ups and downs, I suppose. The first question. The correlation between your works and the most recent proposals from Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is striking. Are you angry that, for example, a first world national budget project is obviously largely based on your phone sex with dad audio? I mean, I'm just happy that they're listening to me. And I hope that they jerk very large loads every time they listen to that audio. And I'm so glad I could be so inspiring. Number two, could you ever be attracted to a guy who's never even tried hacky sack? Don't sugarcoat it. I find hacky sack to be incredibly abhorrent. How many times have I ever been hit in the head with a hacky sack from people playing in very crowded hallways and such? So I don't find hacky sack players to be incredibly attractive or anything. Question three. Have I ever seen real-life jousting lance? If so, why? Why, yes. Yes, I have. I, as a bit of a nerd, have been to a few Renaissance fairs, so, you know, you're bound to see things like that. Question four. What would you do if you were a hacker and some acquaintances came to your apartment for some illegal software and persuaded you to go to a club, and the next day you're late for work, but a courier gives you a phone and it rings, and someone tells you to escape government agents that were coming for you, but they catch you and weird stuff happens, but you realize it was just a dream, but later on you meet a strange group who suck a metal spider out of your belly button and give you a weird drug that makes a mirror go in your mouth, but then you're suddenly in a pod of hair gel, and you fall in the water, and a weird airship scoops you out, and they put needles in you, and upload fighting skills into your brain, and a woman tells you you're not special, but you can eat a cookie, but your new friend gets kidnapped, and you realize you're special after all, and save him by swinging off a helicopter in slow motion and jumping into a government agent's belly. You know, I would almost ask if this were a lunchtime poll at a Westerberg High School in Sherwood, Ohio, if it weren't for the fact that we are most definitely in the Matrix. So, to answer your question, I would take the blue pill because fuck all that and fuck Zion. Number five, what's your favorite? What is my favorite? What? It says, P.S. I prepared for these questions by performing some cursory research into spiritual healer Gary Spivey, and I don't know why. I don't know why either. And if we're asking what is my favorite Matrix film, I really don't know. It was one of those things that if you are in a relationship with a man and you haven't seen it, why then you must absolutely see it. So I saw it. These last set of questions come from Talia, 1989. First question. If you could be anywhere in the world, where would you go? Well, seeing as how the world is sort of shut down at the moment, that certainly puts a damper on my experience. But let's say the world wasn't shut down for business at the moment, then I would say Disneyland. I am a huge Disneyland freak. Sunsets or sunrise? I would say sunsets. The beach or the ocean? I'll stay on the beach. The ocean is full of nightmares. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading at the moment. What do you think when you look up at the stars at night? Well, I consider the fact that some of the stars I'm looking at don't actually exist anymore because it takes a long time for that light to reach Earth. And that leads me to thinking that eventually all the stars will die because everything dies, and then I typically spiral into this whole confronting the Earth's morality, my morality, and all that sort of jazz. It's not a fun time, really. Do you believe in true love? Hard to say. I would like to, anyways. What is something you've never done, but would like to try? I would say suspension bondage. That would be fun. If you could describe, or if you could pick a tag that describes you, what would it be? It's a very interesting one, I suppose. I mean, are we talking like an actual porn tag? Because. Oh, I know what it is. Okay. This is both a porn tag and just, you know, a word that could mean a million different things. And that would be dark. Am I a morning person or a night owl? Well, I would consider myself a night owl, except for with the changes I've had in my life, then I've had to become a morning person. Name one person in the past you would like to have dinner with. That is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. I would say Vincent Price. I heard actually that he was very into cooking and not really into his own movies, actually. And he was very attractive, and that voice was memorable and fascinating. If you could have one thing your heart desires, what would you pick and why? I mean... There is someone who I care for dearly that I wish I could be with. That would really make my life a lot better. And last question, if you had to lose one of the senses, which would it be? Sight, taste, hearing? I would pick hearing. Despite the fact that I enjoy audio porn so much and I enjoy music so much, there is a lot to be said in the written word. So, you know, if I had to go on just reading scripts, or having those I love tell me that they love me through sign or things like that, I feel like I could still, it would still be a more complete picture, a more complete experience than, you know, losing my sight and only being able to hear them. Well, guys, I think that's it for this AMA. I had a lot of fun, and, I appreciate everyone asking me questions. please feel free to check me out if you haven't already. Thank you.